Something huge happened in the world of pop culture, and I would like to share with you what happened and why it's a big deal. When we think about fashion history, we're not just thinking about clothes. So when you think about denim and jeans and just even the color blue that they have, that's Black history. That fabric, that specific weave, and its ability to work and to wear and to move with the body it's on, everything to do with denim, down to the fucking color, was created by the enslaved people on the plantations down south in this country. So when you see now in the last 30, 40 years, jeans being sold to you, denim being sold to you, it's repackaged Black history. So for Gap, which the brand has become ubiquitous with American-made denim, to collaborate with Cat's Eye, chef's kiss, it was perfect. There are things in pop culture that happen where it's not like someone's given an award, but they still hit this milestone that's accepted as like a huge achievement. And doing a jeans collaboration is one of those. Think of Brooke Shields. Think of Beyonce. Think of Britney Spears. You can't think of Britney Spears without thinking of low-rise jeans. You can't think of Beyonce without thinking about Levi's. You can't think of Brooke Shields without thinking of Calvin Klein jeans. And that's not an award. It's a paycheck. But that's a signal that these two brands, the celebrity and the jean, are both signifiers of American culture, American values, and what America currently wants. And who's Cat's Eye? The world's first global girl group. Look at those girls. I'm saying girls because half of them are literally girls. They're teenagers. Chinese, Singaporean, Venezuelan, Cuban, Korean, Indian, Swiss, Italian,
Ghanaian.
It is literally a melting pot. That's why they're called Cat's Eye, because Cat's Eye, the stones, it reflects all these different colors, and that's American values. Gap, you nailed it. The cats, you nailed it. I cannot fucking wait to see what the next year brings for these girls.